You're listening to Radio Way. We are live from our studios here at St. Peter's Hospital in Chertsey. Really great to have your company. I hope you're well this morning. So yesterday I had a conversation with 14-year-old Jade Sutton, and we found out all about her life and all that she's been through, which is truly amazing how she's sort of come through this. So let's hear Jade's story. So hi, Jade. Thank you so much for joining us on the programme today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And how's your weekend been? And you had a good weekend?
Yeah, it was actually amazing. On Friday, I actually had an ITV News interview, which was really exciting.
Yes. So this is how we actually found out about you, because we were sitting watching the lunchtime news whilst having a sandwich, and then suddenly there you were on the telly, and I thought, right, we've got to find out more. So I bet you've had a lot of impact from that, being on ITV News.
Yeah, that's amazing. Quite a bit. It was really nerve wracking though. I could hear my heart going. It was quite scary, but that's really fun as well. And then afterwards, we drove from London to Liverpool and we went to the NDA Awards because I was nominated. Mm-hmm. And that was a really amazing night. We met some really amazing people. I didn't win this time, but it's okay. I'm going to try again next year.
Excellent. So this is the National Diversity Award. Yes. You were nominated in the category of Positive Role Model for Age. So you were in the top 8 out of 35,000 people. So I think that in itself is an achievement. How did you end up getting nominated for that award then? What was it that... got you there?
Well, I go into schools and I talk about believing in yourself, following your dreams and becoming your own positive role model. Mm-hmm. Because when I was younger, I felt like I slipped through the cracks of the school system. I was completely depressed. I was bullied. I ended up self-harming and having an eating disorder, all because I never felt truly supported and I had nothing to focus on.
So you had an eating disorder and you self-harmed when you were a child. How old were you at this point then?
Everything kind of mushed together. Everything started when I was 9, but it carried on until I was 13.
Oh my goodness. So young going on for you to deal with. Didn't really feel that you fitted in at school?
Oh no, not at all. I was bullied. I was different. Kids called me weird because I wasn't the same as everyone else.
Okay. Is this because you have ADHD? Is that a part of why you're bullied, do you think?
Yeah, because it went on undiagnosed for a long time. And my school, they always put me in the special needs room where there was kids with learning disorders. But I wasn't diagnosed at the time, so I just thought I was really stupid. And I know that's not... And I've come to realise that I wasn't. And it was just a weird, weird, weird experience.
And a tough experience as well for you to deal with at such a young age. So this sort of led to everything building up and you were becoming ashamed of your body and your weight. You put yourself on a restricted diet, self-harmed. Yeah. And you even, at one point, I believe, contemplated taking your own life, did you?
Yeah, I did. That was a really dark time in my life.
Wow. So much just at such a young age. So what for you was the sort of a turning point? How did you start to turn things around?
Well, I told my dad and I said, I told my dad I was on the trampoline with my dad and I said, I can't do this anymore. I was in year 5 of primary school and I said, this pressure of school is forcing me to be this person and I'm not. I'm ashamed of my test scores. I was managing to scrape a low average whilst working 5 times as hard as my other peers. And I said, Dad, I can't do this anymore. It's not working. I can't. And we talked it through with my mum and my dad, and they found out that I was really struggling, and I had been for quite a while. And I guess I just kept it secret. I didn't really talk to many people about it because I thought it was a normal thing.
Yes.
But then I realised to feel like this... can't be normal.
So the best thing to do in that situation is to sort of speak to those around you, but at the time you're thinking, right, you know, you can deal with it and you don't really want to sort of admit that something's wrong.
Yeah,
I suppose
it was a really, really difficult time, but I'm so glad I opened up because after that they started talking about sending me to private school, mm-hmm. but an alternative education school.
Okay.
And now I'm an amazing school called SANS, which has really, really, really helped me in the sense that it's not a mainstream traditional school,
yeah.
I have a lot more room to be myself, and I feel like I've taken control of my own learning, and now I'm getting really good grades, and I've got a good GCSE expectancy. Okay. And it's all because I opened up to my parents
and had that conversation.
Found this school, yeah.
And you sort of just that led to you moving from your home in Surrey, yeah, down to Devon.
Yeah.
And I imagine that in itself, moving away from the hustle and bustle of what was it, Leatherhead, Claygate,
yeah,
lovely parts of the world, but Devon is going to be a bit calmer for you.
Yes, I love it actually. I've made so many new friends, and I thought Devon was like this a house in the middle of nowhere, but it's actually a really nice community.
Paul Simon, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. You listen to Radio 8, it's John Andrews here with you on your Budget Time Breakfast, and you join me in conversation with Jade Sutton. We spoke yesterday, and they're bringing you this interview today on the programme. Let's return to the conversation. Good that you're getting on, well with your school and heading towards, yeah, some positivity at last and turning your life around. But when did you get the diagnosis of the ADHD then? How did that come about?
I was around, I think I was a year five, late into my year 5 years, because I went to this tutor who tutored all of my year to help them get into secondary schools and pass the acceptance exam. And after one lesson, she went to my mom and she was like, "Your kid's got ADHD. How has no one noticed this? Out of the 7 years you've been in school, how has no one noticed that you've got ADHD?" No, not 7 years. 5 years. Yeah, out of the 5 years your kid's been in school, how has no one noticed that she's got ADHD?
So what sort of symptoms? What led to that realization, that diagnosis? You have ADHD. What sort of things sort of highlighted that?
Well, I never really thought it was anything different. I would sleep a lot in classes because I just could not focus. You know, I tap my fingers, I fiddle with things, but mainly, I'm prone to this thing called spiraling, which means when I have one negative thought, it leads into another, which goes into another and another. And before I know it, I'm at rock bottom and completely and utterly depressed. And I don't even know how I got there.
Right. Okay. So rapid changes in mood, and
yeah,
you find yourself, yeah, becoming that rock bottom place for no obvious reason.
Yeah. And it doesn't take long to get there. And it's kind of, it's really easy to get there as well.
And I think ADHD, it's not something that I sort of heard of much when I was at school. So is it something that's fairly sort of come out in the recent years, do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Good, though, that you're talking about it and sharing your story. And I know that you're doing that a lot through school assemblies as well.
I've spoken to 14,000 students.
So what do you do at the school assemblies then?
Well, I go in there and I talk about my story. I follow my journey as a pageant girl. And I talk about anti-bullying, and I talk about how I was bullied. I talk about my ADHD. I talk about setting positive goals. And like I said, I follow my journey as a pageant girl, the ups and the downs and the disappointments and the successes, because there has been a lot of them. But I also talk about how this was my positive goal and this was my ticket out of that dark time, because I had something amazing to focus on and amazing to put all of my energy into. And because I was so focused and so excited, I didn't really have time to feel down and feel depressed. And that kind of helped me more than anything else has ever done.
Just fill your life with positivity and just have yourself something to focus on as well.
With the pageants, and I know it's not for everyone, but it was a community and the support and the platform that it gave me to really make my voice heard.
And what sort of reaction are you getting from these students? I mean, I imagine there's lots of people that potentially could be in the same boat as you. They could be, so what sort of reaction are you able to open up to you as a result of your appearance?
It's amazing. They put their hands up at the end and they go, "Jade, you've really inspired me. Thank you." Oh. And not too long ago, a boy came up to me and he said, "I'm depressed. I have depression. I have trouble at home. And I've contemplated taking my life a few times, but you've really inspired me. And I thank you for coming to my school. Please come back." And give us a talk after your pageant and tell us how you do. But you've really inspired me, and I feel like you're just an amazing role model.
Yeah.
And that was like, I knew that I'd done my job.
We're going to play a song, and tell me then, Katy Perry, there's a song called Rise that you've chosen.
Yes.
What is it? There was a story behind this, wasn't there?
On the way to my second pageant, where the one that I won, me and my mum were in the car and we were really nervous. And we turned on the radio and Katy Perry, Rise, was on the minute we turned it on. And it's such an inspiring story. It's about, song.
Yeah.
And it's about victory and working hard. And it was when the fire's at my feet again, I will rise. And it was just a really amazing song. And it kind of lifted our spirits. And then that's when I went to the pageant and I took home the crown. And whenever I listen to it, it always reminds me of that moment that they said my name and I nearly cried, and it was all amazing.
This is the thing, isn't it, about music? It's
it just brings back memories.
Everyone's got that song which just takes you back to that exciting place or that moment in your life. And that's yours. Has coming up a very special message for you if you're in the children's wards here at St Peter's, if you're a young person yourself and maybe you're sort of ringing true with what Jade is saying. You're thinking, you know, I'm in a similar situation. Jade will give you some advice on that very shortly. But let's return to our conversation with Jade Sutton this morning. The time 11:33 now. If you were to maybe sort of go back to your younger self and, you know, at that sort of dark time of your life when you were, 10 years of age, and you were, being bullied and everything was sort of, you know, the world was against you. What would you say to your younger self?
Don't worry, because if I always say that if I could go back in time, I would change nothing, because I am at the best place that I've ever been in my life. And it's quite cringy, but you can't have a rainbow without a bit of rain. And I went through that dark time, but now I'm in a better place than I could have ever been, even if I hadn't gone through that dark time. I'm inspiring others, and I'm talking about, I'm breaking down breaking down the stigma around mental health. And I'm so proud of myself. I would just go back to my younger self and I'd say, don't worry, it's all going to be okay. Because everyone has an individual, unique journey that they need to go through to get to the place that they're meant to be. And I've done that.
And that was your journey?
Yeah.
What I love is you're just 14 years of age.
Yeah,
you're mature beyond your years, if you don't mind me saying. You know, you're so mature, your sort of outlook in life and everything. And it's like a role model to your peers and to everyone else coming through the dark stages of your life to going where you are now and where you want to go. Miss Universe, is this the ambition?
Yeah, that's my ultimate goal.
Okay.
And also my ultimate goal is to end the teenage mental health crisis.
Okay. And how are you going to do that?
I'm not really sure how I'm going to do that. All I know is that I am. I'm taking baby steps and I'm starting. I've recently partnered with an organisation called Genius School, and I'm going to, we're working together to set up online courses and camps to help teens all over the world. And that's just the first step.
This is brilliant, because this is the positive side of the internet. You know, we hear the negative side and we hear about all the horrible stuff that happens online. And for me, when I went to school, we didn't have the internet, and I feel, you know, we didn't have all this technology, and I kind of feel grateful in a way that we didn't when I was growing up, because I was able to go to school, and, you know, I was bullied a bit myself, and it kind of ended at the school gate. But now it kind of continues when you get home, because Facebook and social media and everything. So it's good to see the positive side of it and what you're doing online.
Yeah, I do feel that the internet is the future, but there is, like you said, quite a bit of negativity that comes with it.
Yes, and it's the negative stuff that makes headlines as well, so it's always good to hear the positives.
It's really upsetting how most of the news is bad news.
Exactly, but that's what sells newspapers, so that's what gets people to click on websites. You hear bad news. So tell me the pageants then. How's all that going for you? I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm currently competing for the title of Miss Junior Teen Great Britain this October. Oh. And I've currently got the title of Miss Junior Teen Devon, which I'm really proud of. I was Little Miss Devon last year, and I was recently Miss Junior Devon Galaxy. So So I've been in quite a few pageants, and I'm going to compete until I bring home the crown.
Excellent. So you're not going to give up. You're determined to get there.
No, I'm completely and utterly determined. And I've also made it my mission to re-educate the people of Devon on the true beauty of beauty pageants, because there is this stigma and stereotype around beauty pageants and pageant girls. You see this like perfect pageant girl on TV and you think, oh, she's just really skinny and she's on there and she's just with a fake smile on her face. Sorry.
I totally agree with you. You know, it's this sort of the whole American fake smile and the kind of the handbag dogs and the world peace and all that. But yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's good that you're
see these 2-year-old girls plastered in makeup and shoved on a stage with their parents yelling at them. Like, that's not what pageants are, at least not in England. In England, in the pageant I'm doing right now, which is Miss Junior Teen Great Britain, half of our overall score is based on our interview, which is our personality. Mm-hmm. And then we raise money for charity, we do appearances, and it also catapults us into a modelling and gives us a platform to really voice our opinions and our voices. And it kind of kickstarts us and gives us the motivation and the platform and the confidence what we want to do.
Absolutely, and it gives you the sort of a platform to build your foundations, because you know your generation, you're the future of our country. So you know, it's good that you're able to educate and have those conversations and everything else. So that's Jade Sutton. A final part of that conversation coming up. It really is inspirational hearing from 12. But right now, the final part of my conversation, a very inspirational conversation with Jade Sutton, who is just 14 years of age and just been through so, so much. How did you get into the beauty pageant thing then? How did that all come about?
It was actually kind of an accident. When I was younger, I loved this TV show called Ant Farm. I'm not really sure if you've heard of it. It's quite new.
No, I haven't. And, to be honest.
The main girl in there, her name was Lexi. Well, not the main girl, but she entered a beauty pageant, and I was like, I'm going to do that. And a few years went past, and it was always in the back of my mind. And then I came across this pageant called Face the Globe, and I went to my mum and I said, I'm going to enter it. Let's enter it. So I did, and I didn't place. I'm not going to say I didn't do very well. I did well. It was my first pageant. I raised £130 for charity. And I'm really proud of that. But I kind of, we call it the pageant bug. You go once, you will definitely compete again. So I took a year to raise money for charity, to train. I convinced the current, the current Miss Junior Teen Great Britain to coach me. I made lots of appearances, and that was really fun. And I went back and I won it.
Oh, wow.
Amazing. And it was the most exciting moment of my life so far to learn I'd be traveling to Disneyland Paris in a few short months at the time.
Oh, wow.
To compete for the title of Junior Face of the Globe. Because at that time I was Junior Face of the Globe England. And it was amazing. And I did loads of charity work. I raised money for various charities. It was quite a while ago. And it was so exciting. It was so fun. But 2 weeks before the pageant, and this was a really big pageant, and it was known in the pageant community, we got an email, and the email said that Face the Globe had gone bankrupt, and it was cancelled.
Oh, no. And I bet you were devastated on that, weren't you?
Oh, my goodness, it was awful, because it was like two and a half years of my life invested into bringing home the international crown, and to not go was so much worse than not winning, because, like, I couldn't even wear my sash to appearances anymore because it wasn't a respected pageant.
Oh, no.
And it was awful. It was such an awful experience.
But, you know, you've shown previously you can come back from the dark ages of life. So you've come back and you're positive. You have exactly the right attitude. So I reckon we haven't seen the last of you.
Yeah.
Yes. I reckon, you know, world domination. Could be. Yes, definitely. So I have to say it's a positive thing, you know, you've been there and you can talk to people on the same level as well, rather than somebody sort of who maybe read a textbook or two, thinks they know a bit about it, almost talking down, maybe not intentionally, but talking down to people. You're on the same level, you're there, and you've been through it.
I'm also a lot closer to the age of, like, lots of times adults, they try and talk to teens about mental health and staying positive, and they're like, who are you? Like, they're these, no shade, but they're these 30-year-old men and women going to talk to 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, mm-hmm. and they just can't get their message across. But because I'm their age, they listen to me a lot more than I ever listened to other people who were trying to talk to me about this subject.
It's been really great to talk to you today. If we want to find out more about you, how do we do that? I'm guessing you're all over social media and the internet.
Yes. I have a website, it's www.jadesutton.com, and I also have a Facebook page called Jade Sutton Global, and on there it's got my contact details and loads of pictures from my assemblies and my story and a lot about my mission to end the global teenage mental health crisis and eating disorders and self-harm, depression, ADHD and bullying, all these things that I've went through, and that's all on my website.
Fantastic. Well, really good to talk to you today. Good luck with the pageant thing. And
thank you.
It's just so positive talking to you. Your sort of positivity shines out, and I think a lot of people will take a lot from the conversation. I know we have our children's ward here at the hospital we serve, St Peter's Hospital in Chertsey. So if somebody is in hospital at the moment and maybe feeling a little bit down, maybe they're going through some of the things you've been through, what would your message to them be?
Don't give up on yourself, because you haven't failed. When I was in that place, I felt like I failed myself and I almost gave up. Just believe in yourself. I never believed in myself when I was in that dark time, but persistence and self-belief was the thing that really helped me, and I feel like I can help other people as well.
Okay, well, all the best for the future for you then, and really good to talk to you.
Thank you.
The Brunchtime Breakfast with John Andrews. This is Radio Y.